China is walking another tightrope, dealing with a potential prisoner swap. You may have heard of Meng Wanzhou, a top executive with the Chinese telecom giant Huawei. A Canadian judge is now deciding whether to extradite her to the U.S. The U.S. wants Meng for allegedly evading sanctions on Iran. Meanwhile, Beijing is detaining two Canadians, accusing them of espionage. Their detention is widely seen as retaliation and as a bargaining chip. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has that story.
All three people were arrested about a year ago, but their situations are very different. Meng Wanzhou is under house arrest in her Vancouver mansion, but she's not confined there. Meng can move around the city as long as she's wearing an ankle monitor, which she likes to pair with Jimmy Choo stilettos for court appearances. She has time for reading, oil painting, and long phone calls. The two Canadians being held in Chinese detention don't have it so good. Their names are Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor. They're also known in the Canadian media as the two Michaels. Rob Malley is Michael Kovrig's boss at the International Crisis Group.
If Michael could live under even, a slice of what Ms. Meng gets, he would be, as his family, would be enormously grateful.
Malley says it doesn't take a political science degree to see what's going on here. Kovrig, he says, was arrested in China just over a week after Meng was detained in Canada.
She's out on bail, living in a luxury place, is able to move around. He's not. He is confined. He doesn't have much contact with the outside world. He doesn't even know what are the charges that are being brought against him. And it's obviously taken a physical and mental toll.
In recent weeks, several prominent Canadians have been calling for a prisoner swap. Canada would release Meng, and China would free the two Michaels. Edward Goldenberg is a former chief of staff to Prime Minister Jean Chrétien and a partner in the law firm Bennett Jones.
The first priority of any government must be the liberty of its citizens.
Goldenberg says Canada should do what is necessary, and if that means snubbing the Americans by not extraditing Meng Wanzhou, then so be it.
The Americans, frankly, have got us into this mess. And I think if the shoe were on the other foot, the United States government would do exactly what I'm proposing.
Goldenberg suspects, and he's not alone, that the Trump administration sees Meng Wanzhou as a pawn in the U.S.-China trade war. Trump himself tweeted that he would intervene in her case if it might help trade talks with China. Goldenberg says the arrest warrant and extradition request for Meng appear to be politically motivated.
The United States administration is doing this as a part of their geopolitical struggle against China. And you can agree or disagree with their political position, but I think it's put Canada between a rock and a hard place. And to use an expression that I think is well known in the United States, instead of saying America first, I would say Canada first.
But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is proceeding with caution. He rejected the idea of a prisoner swap at a press conference this week. Trudeau said Canada would stand by its extradition treaties.
We're a country of the rule of law, and we will abide by the rule of law.
Trudeau might be wary of a possible backlash from Washington. But Margaret McQuaig-Johnston, a senior fellow at the University of Alberta's China Institute, says there's another reason why a prisoner swap would be a bad idea.
We can't have a situation where China learns that it can get what it wants on the world stage by kidnapping Canadians or kidnapping citizens of other countries.
She says China has been emboldened long enough.
They've kidnapped the citizens of Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, Sweden, Australia, the U.S. So this is a tactic they regularly use, and somebody's got to stand up to them.
But there's something else. McQuaig-Johnston points out that most of the people calling for a prisoner swap come from the business community, whose bottom line has been hit hard by this international spat. Because in addition to detaining Canadian citizens, China also banned certain Canadian farm products. McQuaig-Johnston says the business community is eager to put all of this behind them.
I have a lot of respect for the people who are calling for a prisoner exchange. But I think they would like the relationship to go back to the way it was before so that business can get back on track, so we can continue to have collaborations. And I don't think that our relationship with China is ever going to go back to the way it was
a year and a half ago.
China's detention of Kovrig and Spavor has brought up another question north of the border, and that is, what happened to Canada's most important global ally, the United States? Some Canadians are watching this story play out and feeling abandoned by the U.S. Last month, Trudeau asked Trump to hold off signing his Phase 1 trade deal with China until after the Michaels were released. Trump ignored that request and signed the trade deal anyway. As the editors at the Globe and Mail put it, Washington's abdication has left Canada high and dry. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.